Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Best of Liverpool Live, your weekly breakdown of the unequalled stories produced by our JMU journalism team. You're listening to Portia Tester and Lucy Winter.
In this episode, we have the top stories, features and sport from Merseyside for you to listen to on the bus, in the bath, while you're cooking your dinner, or wherever else you like to listen to your podcasts, including news on John Lennon's 77th birthday celebrations, and a feature on how young Conservatives are struggling to find their voice in Liverpool.
All of that, as well as a whole host of local news stories to keep you informed on what's happening in your city. Now, let's get started. There's been travel chaos all over Liverpool, with trains, planes and roads all being affected. The biggest issue has been the closure of Lime Street Station and strikes by Merseyrail staff. A dispute that started in March has resulted in 10 strike days so far. Together with the temporary closure of Liverpool Lime Street, travellers are facing even more frustration.
Bus drivers in Liverpool will be going on strike on Saturday in the first of 4 days of industrial action this month. Engineers and drivers will be going on strike in a row over pay, leaving very limited services in the city. Unite, the union, has also confirmed 3 more strike dates, which will take place on the 19th, 23rd and 30th of October.
Traffic will continue to be disrupted due to repairs on Croxteth Road. A sinkhole was discovered when investigating a gas leak in the area, and causes for the hole are still being ruled out. Ground workers will continue to dig up the road in order to fix the problem, which could mean that the road may be out of use for weeks.
It's a process of an investigation where you have to eliminate the reasons, whether it could be a sewer collapse, whether it could be old culverts. So we have to explore, and we're only in the initial breaking into the carriageway to find out, but there is a big hole underneath there, and we will carry on working until we find out the solution.
Mayor Jo Anderson and Shadow Secretary of State for Education Angela Rayner joined teachers and students on Saturday to protest proposed cuts to education services. Liverpool schools could see their funding cut by £28 million by 2022. Headteacher of King David Primary School, Rachel Rick, believes that these cuts will have a major impact on students.
My view is that cuts of the nature that are proposed will mean that the provision for the children at either end of the ability sector, the most able and the least able, will be cut. Schools will have to increasingly focus on the children in the middle. At the moment, we've been focusing on trying to meet every child's individual needs. The fewer resources we have in school, the more we have to focus on the majority. And that's a real shame, because it means with children with special needs or children who are gifted, may lose out.
Schools across Liverpool are facing a possible 9% cut to their funding over the next 5 years, which could result in nearly 800 local teachers losing their jobs.
It's time to start spending. The original pound coins will officially become out of date next Monday. The new 12-sided £1 coin was designed to be more difficult to fake, but supermarkets are losing thousands of pounds by failing to upgrade their trolleys in time for the Monday deadline.
The new painting of the Queen for St George's Hall in Liverpool will be done by ex-boxer Rob Newbiggin. The American-born Southport artist now works full-time painting portraits of people's loved ones, such as Southport Manchester bombing victim Safi Rose, aged 8, who died in the attack.
There are places I remember.
This week marks the 60th anniversary of Beatles frontman John Lennon joining the Liverpool College of Art. Bronnie Jones has this report.
John Moore's Art and Design Building was formally named after John Lennon in 2013. The college has been showcasing works from Lennon's childhood alongside archives from the Beatles' heydays in celebration of his 60-year anniversary since joining the school, and for what would have been his 77th birthday. A former pupil at Liverpool College of Art, Alan Peters, reflected on Lennon's legacy.
All that early aggression, came out and then transformed itself into song, especially after he met Yoko. That's a beautiful transgression. It's just wonderful the way that happened.
Former parachutist Chris Lewis has marched into Merseyside in his bid to raise £100,000 for the Armed Forces charity SSAFA. For 2 years, he'll be walking the entire UK coastline. The Armed Forces charity helped Chris when he left his regiment and found himself struggling to adjust to life as a single dad. Soldiers, sailors, airmen and families are often in need once they leave the forces, and Lewis knows this firsthand.
Yeah, I was ex-parachute regiment and I had a few difficulties after leaving the paras. I was also a single parent when I came out, so SAFA really helped, and you know, they were amazing. They stuck by with me pretty much most of the way until everything.
So far, he's raised £2,000 with winter now ahead of him.
John Godbert, the writer for Grange Hill, Brookside and some of the UK's most performed plays, stopped by Liverpool John Moores University to give a guest lecture. He spoke out against funding cuts for the arts, the perception of boys studying drama and theatre's responsibility to spark political debate.
The government don't want drama on the curriculum because it makes people think, because it's not like one and one is two. So the whole response to art is anathema to the establishment.
17-year-old student Samuel Serrano has become one of the youngest people in the country to run his own comedy club. The comedian suffers from a rare syndrome called Kabuki syndrome, a rare disorder which causes learning difficulties and development delay. However, performing has given him a much-needed boost in confidence.
I used to cry when people come near me. And like the other night, I was emceeing a gig and people like got nervous when I came towards them. I've changed so much in what isn't really that amount of time.
Samuel dedicates his time to making people laugh and has used the money from his gigs to raise several hundred pounds for local charities.
10 years on from his death, Everton legend Alan Ball's life was celebrated on Friday evening. There was nothing but compliments for the former Everton man, with kind words coming from 1966 World Cup winning teammate Sir Geoff Hurst.
Well, as a man, he was a very passionate man. I would always argue the most passionate player ever to put on an England shirt. As a player, he was a great player for the clubs he played for, particularly you know, Blackpool, Arsenal, and obviously some great times here at Everton winning the league. And a really good mate, really great to be with, playing-wise.
And now for the sports. Everton's Seamus Coleman and James McCarthy Island team have secured a place in the World Cup playoffs after a narrow 1-0 win over Chris Coleman's Wales side. England confirmed their place in the World Cup on Thursday after a 1-0 win against Slovenia. Former Everton man Tim Cahill has led his Australian team to the World Cup after scoring twice in a narrow extra-time victory over Syria. St Helens hooker James Robey has been selected by England coach Rayne Bennett for the 2017 World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. Warrington Wolves' Ben Currie has also been called up to the squad for the first time.
Merseyside Sports Partnership is launching a new season for Touch Rugby players, and they're looking for new team members of all ages and abilities to get involved. To register, simply visit the MSP's website and complete a short survey. There's no experience necessary. Touch Rugby is non-contact, fast-paced and perfect for both men and women at any level.
Well, that's all from us. How did you find that, Lucy?
Yeah, it was good. Thanks for listening. I know it's our first show, but hopefully you'll come back and give us a listen again soon.
See you again.